and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. This week, we take a look at a new spin on an old sport, the debut of a new alcohol policy in Jefferson City, and a weekend-long art show in Columbia. Most people associate polo with grassy fields and sleek horses, but why not parking garages and old bikes? KBIA's Caitlin Oliver shows us a wilder, faster take on the traditional sport.
It's a chilly Saturday evening. The Hitt Street parking garage in Columbia is shrouded in a fine gray mist. It is quiet and peaceful, except for passing cars and some very vocal birds. Within the bowels of the parking garage, however, the scene is less than tranquil.
Ready! 3, 2, 1, follow!
The refrain echoes in the small space, followed by the stale clatter of plastic on concrete and the gentle tick of bike gears. Here, on the fourth story of the garage, a bike polo game has begun. Nick Cruz, an engineering student at the University of Missouri, explains the scene.
Yeah, these are our local pickup nights, and we play about 3 times a week if things are going well, sometimes more, sometimes less.
About a dozen young people, mostly guys, and their bikes have turned out to play tonight. Como Polo, as they call themselves, is a mix of students and former students. MU philosophy senior Jeremy Davis tries to explain the underlying philosophy of bike polo.
If there is a philosophy, I think it's get a really old bike and make it functional and come out a few times a week.
The fallen player springs to his feet like a gymnast and leaps back onto his bike. If the fall hurt, he doesn't let on.
There you go, there's your philosophy for you. You just get back up, keep going.
The players say that bike polo is a sport played all over the world, from Berlin to Seattle. Teams are 3 to a side, and in pickup, each game is played 1 to 5. Their mallets are homemade with ski poles and industrial-grade plastic. Players glide on their bikes with the nimble grace of ballerinas, if ballerinas wore helmets. Everyone is engaged in good-natured trash talk. Preschool teacher Teresa Feldman plays bike polo as much as her busy schedule will allow.
It's a great way to get out energy, and it's a wonderful sense of community. Even when you're not playing, it feels like you're playing.
It still begs to question, why play in a parking garage? And why this garage, out of all the others? According to Gumby's employee and writer Aaron Hand, the reasons are purely logistical.
We play usually on Sundays at a Cosmo Park, but that's only because we can play during the day out there because there's no lights out there at the roller hockey court. But outside of that, we can't find a good place to play in Columbia, so we have to use the parking garage because of the lighting and the flat surface.
The Hitt Street garage, Hand notes, offers the perfect combination of width, length, and light.
It's a really good garage. The other ones kind of suck.
On a given night, Como Polo will play for hours until the players are hungry and exhausted. Nobody keeps track of who wins and who loses. Teresa Feldman says it doesn't matter.
Most sports, when you lose, that's you're like, oh, I lost. But when you play polo and you lose, you're like, that was a great game. I'm going to play another one.
Coming full circle in bike polo philosophy, whether you lose a game or fall off your bike, just get up and keep going. Caitlin Oliver, KBIA News.
Dancing.
Jefferson City bars were cheering last night at the debut of the new festival district. The district allows citizens to consume alcoholic beverages in the streets legally. The alcohol policies will go into effect in parts of the city where special events are held. Eco Lounge co-owner Sally Powell thinks the new district will draw crowds while promoting local businesses.
I think people are just excited to do something different and get out. I think it's a great idea, something different for our town. To bring a lot of people to all the bars and restaurants in the area.
Powell says she looks forward to the festival district and its policies for events held at her own business. Events within the district are usually held when family-friendly stores in the downtown area are closed.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely.
Art in the Park, Columbia's annual art show, is taking place this weekend. Now in its 53rd year, the show will feature 110 artists from Missouri and beyond. In addition to fine art, there are crafts, jewelry, musical performances, even magic. I sat down with Columbia Art League Executive Director Diana Moxon about what's new at this year's show. A brand new venue called the Young Collectors Tent.
I wanted to give kids the chance to have an art buying experience. And we see in the gallery that when children come in and we take them around the gallery, they're there for a class, and they find out that things are for sale. It's really fascinating to them. And so then when their parents come back, they know they drag mom and dad around and they point out wooden bowls and they say, look, look, I want this. This is $70. They can, you know, they find things and they're very excited that things are for sale. And so I like the idea of encouraging children to be collectors and to understand the value of handmade artwork, that it's not something that you can buy anywhere else. Every piece is unique. And so the Young Collectors Tent is a children's only tent. It's for ages 5 to 14. And parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles aren't allowed in. So only kids can go in because it's about them and it's about their choice. So you hand over your kid at the front entrance and they go in. They have an escort with them and they go in and they choose the work they want. And then, you know, it all gets bagged at the other side and they hand over their little Cal cash. And all the works that are in the Young Collectors Tent have been donated by artists who are exhibiting at the festival, or by members of the Art League. So if the kid chooses something that's by one of the artists at the festival, when they come out, they get a little map, and we show them where that artist is. And so we encourage them then to go and meet the artist and talk about the work and be excited that they chose their work. So I think it's a great chance for kids to get excited about art collecting and then go and meet the artist and really have that experience that a lot of the adults have.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my ways.
Art in the Park is taking place Saturday and Sunday at Stevens Lake Park, rain or shine.
But in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.